Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, did my phone not play?
Hey, what key I want to do this in? Everybody knows that they're guilty. Everybody knows that they've lied. Everybody knows that they're guilty. Resting on their conscience, eating their inside. It's freedom. Said it's freedom time now. It's freedom. Said it's freedom time now. Time to get free. Forgive the sense of now. It's freedom.
Said it's freedom time, y'all. There's a war in the mind over territory for the dominion. Who will dominate the opinions, schisms, and isms, keeping us in forms of religion, conforming our vision to the world church's decision, trapped in a section, submitted to committee election, moral infection, epidemic lies and deception, insurrection of the highest possible order, distort, and I take recorders from hearing like underwater, beyond the borders, find ascending disorder, bound by the strategy of systemic depravity, heavy as gravity, head first in the cavity, without a bottom, a fate worse than Sodom. What's got them drunk off the spirits? Truth comes, we can't hear it when you've been programmed to fear it. I had a vision, I was falling in indecision, appalling, calling religion to program on television. How can dominant wisdom be recognized in a system of antichrist and majority rules, intelligent fools? PhDs in illusion, masters of mass confusion, bachelors of past delusion. Now who you choosing? The head of the tail, the bloodshed of the male, or confidence in the veil? Conferences at Yale, discussing doctrines of bail, causing people to fail, keeping the third in jail. His words nailed everything to the tree, severing all of me from all that I used to be. Formless and void, totally paranoid, enjoying darkness as Lord, keeping me from the sword. Blocked from mercy, bitter than thirsty, hungry and thirsty for good meat we would eat, and still dine at the table of deceit. How incomplete, from confrontation to retreat, we belong to true enemies defeat. Destitute of necessity, causing desperation to get the best of me. Punishment, so there was nothing left of me. Realizing the unescapable destiny. No options in the valley of decision. The only doctrine, supernatural circumcision. Inwardly, only water can purge the heart from words to fiery darts. Thrown by the workers of the arts. Iniquity, shaping in. There's no escaping when your whole philosophy is paper thin. In vanity, the wide road is insanity. Could it be all of humanity? Picture that, scripture that. The origin of man's heart is black. How can we show up for an invisible war? Preoccupied with a shadow, making love with a whore. Aching the sores, Babylon the great mystery. Mother of human history, system of social sorcery. Our present condition needs serious recognition. Where there's no repentance, there can be no remission. And that sentence more serious than Vietnam. The atom bomb in Saddam and Minister Farrakhan. What's going on? What's the priority to you? By what authority do we do? The majority hasn't a clue. We majored in curses, search the chapters, check the verses, recapture the land, remove the mark from off our hands, so we can stand in agreement with his command. Everything else is damn, let them with ears understand. Everything else is damn, let them with ears understand. It's freedom, said it's freedom time now. It's freedom. I'ma be who I am. It's freedom time. That is freedom time. Everybody knows that they've lied. Everybody knows they perpetrated inside. Everybody knows that
Peace and blessings. Welcome, everyone, to the Mothers and Families edition of the People's Platform. Tonight, we are going to discuss We Ain't Never Scared. Let's do the damn thing. Are you in or are you out? I like to open up, as usual, with a quote that is relevant to our discussion this evening. And that quote would be, "There's nothing more powerful than the committed and the determined people," Martin Luther King Jr. Well, tonight's platform, we want to just kind of, you know, get into the discussion of, you know, whether you're in with this struggle or you're not. It's very evident that it's necessary of the actions of the people inside out to take, you know, take the opportunity and look at a situation that we're dealing with that is plaguing our communities and our families, which is mass incarceration. And, you know, we have sat around and we've discussed it. We've broke down mass incarceration. We have given the facts. We have given the numbers. You know, that's the discussion part of it. Now there has been a plan of action, and this plan of action is now being executed. And, you know, we have some issues that, you know, usually occur when you are trying to fight. You know, anytime there's a war, there's going to be some issues that are going to arise. And it's usually the differences of the people, you know, on one side and on the other. And so tonight we need to discuss those issues. We need to discuss whether you're going to be in or you're going to be out, because that's very important. You know, when it comes to this, the struggle, and when it comes to fighting, there's no on the fence. You're either going to choose one side or you're going to choose the other. And it's very important that we understand it inside and out, that, you know, we're working against a force that is so powerful that if we don't, you know, pick a side and stay on that side, you know, and unite, we're going to be defeated. And this defeat is going to have a trickle effect, not only on our current situation, but, you know, generations to come afterwards. And this is the type of thing that we need to think about, the protection of our future. This is where tonight's decision, you know, needs to be made mentally, physically, and all of the above, seriously, because, you know, this struggle is real. The men and women of the Department of Corrections in the state of Alabama are suffering a great deal. Whether they seem to accept it or not, the reality of it is, it's, the conditions are bad. The laws are bad. And there are some things that we can do as a unit that can put a stop to this. But the question is, what side are you on? Are you in? Are you out? Now, in effort for you to determine that, sometimes you have to step out or step outside of yourself and realize your conditions and the situation that you're in, and to begin to acknowledge that, picking it apart, you know, analytically picking it apart, trying to figure out, you know, the pros and cons. Well, in a struggle of this nature, there are no pros and cons, you know, because, you know, the situation needs to be changed. And now maybe there are pros and cons. Maybe changing the situation becomes the pro and leaving the situation as it is becomes the con. So I'm going to recant that statement. However, it's something that we really have to come to determine. You know, how much effort are you willing to put in to fight for your freedom? How much effort are you willing to put in to help someone fight for their freedom? And this is why I would like to hear from some people tonight on your take on this, because what we're dealing with are lives that are at stake and future lives that are at stake. So with this topic tonight, I hope that I can hear from some of the people, because it's very important that we get this on the table and get these differences out the way and discuss what the next move needs to be. Before I get into my, you know, dialogue, I would just want to check with Sister Kamaria to see if we got anybody that's waiting that would like to speak their piece. Sister Kamaria, do we have any callers online?
Okay, let's rewind time for a minute. Let's go back to the shutdown 2014.
Okay.
Everybody came up. Everybody came up from the shutdown. It was good. Everything went good. Starting off, correctional officers went to work. Cooking was done by the officers. Cleaning was done by the officers. And then we decided to come up from the shutdown. They come down so hard on the prison system because you guys come up from this shutdown. I want you guys to realize that if you come up this time from this shutdown, they're going to come down even harder on you guys. And it's going to be even harder for us to get back to this point that we are at now. Okay, they've had the work release to come in to do the job that you guys were supposed to be doing. That's fine, because they're not going to be able to use the work release long. They're paying these guys. They're going to have to pay these guys to do this job. They're not going to be able to, that's state's money that they're having to use to pay these guys to work. They're not going to be able to do that long. So you guys need to just hold out a little longer. Just hold out and stand fast. And you guys will get everything that is coming to you guys and everything that you want. And I peace with that.
That's peace, Sister Kamaria. And the words that she is speaking are very true. You know, holding out, you know, and I'm pretty sure there are some that, you know, might say to themselves, or, you know, who are they? Or, you know, they're not in this condition. They're not dealing with what we're dealing with. No, we're not, but we're dealing with it with you on a whole nother level. And we are offering this, you know, it takes a lot of effort for us to deal with your situation and your conditions just as well. You know, we are here, and we have, you know, showed that we're here. We've opened up our hearts. We've opened up our lines to you. And I'm speaking to those who are listening from the inside. You know, Saturday we were at Holman, and we made our presence known. Granted, there wasn't, you know, a big, huge group of us. However, we were there, and our presence showed the support, and we really meant, you know, everything about what we did that day. We traveled, we showed up, we defined and broke laws, if you will, because we decided that we were no longer going to stand for them treating you all the way that they're treating you without us saying something about it. And so in return, we're asking you to work with us, to shut down, you know, to understand your conditions, to realize what you're dealing with, what you're going through, and to know that you have the solution. The solution is available to you. It's within your heart and it's within your fight to have a seat and let us stand up. We are out here to be that voice that you cannot be. All you have to do is physically sit down. The most you have to say is no. Let us do the talking. You know, we're trying to debunk all the myths that have been placed upon you as humans. Number one, because they don't look at you as humans, but you will always be humans regardless of what someone thinks. You are also men and women of integrity. If you utilize the resources that you have in effort to fight your conditions, you will prevail. And this is what Mothers and Families is saying to those who are on the inside. We're saying that you have that ability, that you have that inner strength, that you have everything that it takes to beat this system and not to let it beat you any more than it already has. So we're asking you all to show us, you know, that you know that we care too, that we're there. You recognize us being there, and your freedom means more to you than it should mean to anybody else in the world. You should not let your situation today determine and define who you are. And that's something I had to say to myself. That's something I say to myself every day, and I'm passing that on. There's nothing more else to do but to sit down while we stand up. This is determining whether you are in or whether you are out. Sister Kamara, do we have any callers that are online?
Yes, we have 1198.
Caller 1198, welcome to the People's Platform Mothers and Families Edition. You have the floor.
Peace and blessings to all of the queens and mothers and families. This is King Brother Dr. Khalid from Growth and Development, Nation, the Free Alabama Movement, Universal Peace and Unity, I'm at St. Clair Plantation. Just want to, you know, thank you all for your support, your aid and assistance in supporting your loved ones behind bars, those whom you know and whom you do not know. And we thank you. And, you know, we just ask that, you know, you would pardon us for even having to have a dialogue of this nature, that when the freedom is on the line, your life is on the line, that, you know, we have to be asked whether or not we in or we out. You know, are we with it or are we not? What are we going to do? To some revolutionaries, some freedom fighters, to some gangsters, to some, you know, real niggas, as they call them. Those are the questions that's being posed to us. You know, that's an embarrassment in itself. That's a degradation in itself upon us on the inside. I'm not even believing that, you know, we are even making an issue about what type of food we are being served. We striving and fighting for our freedom. It don't matter if they bring us bread and water. We come out breaking the chain, putting an end to slavery. Bring on the bread and water. Bring whatever you may. We're not ever going back. What are we going back to? What are you going to go back to, begging? Going to go back to working for free and cheap? That's what we're dying to get back to? Let up for what? You're exactly right. In 2014, when that shutdown ended after 3 weeks, they came down on Holman with so much pressure. The very day, the very night that it lifted, they came through with massive shakedowns. After that, leaders started going to segregation. They started locking leaders up. Different affiliations, different, going to segregation. Is that what you want to let up for? That's what you want to do? Because understand, these people already have identified who it is and putting this, and listen, they're going to lock you down in segregation. All that too much, you didn't want to come to segregation, or you don't want to go to jail, as you call it, jail. They already got your name down. They already got a sale for you waiting. What you going to let up for? The road to freedom, the road to life, the road to your wife and your family, your children, your mother, it's through the shutdown. It's through them damn hot dogs that they feeding you every day. That's the road to it. It's difficult. Why do you think they call it struggle, man? They call it struggle for a reason. Shit ain't easy, but we men. We men, we black men, we warriors, we revolutionaries. Whatever you got to walk through, whatever you got to go through for your freedom, this is what it's about, freedom or death. Ain't nothing else. What else are we going to discuss besides freedom or death? Either way, man, it's over with. Is that not the goals and the objectives? To be able to lead brothers to freedom? This is what it's about, bro. This is what all this planning and organizing is about, man. This is about freedom or death, man. Ain't nothing else. Ain't no letting up, man. We did that already, and they showed us what they would do when you do. You know how long it took to dig this thing back out of that mud, out of the dirt? It was buried. The situation is getting worse. The drug epidemic is getting worse. You got a vice grip. You got a lock on them. You got, listen, the molar teeth, you got to lock on right here, man, and hold on. And then we have to drive these other prisons down, man. We got to take them down one at a time. That's the business, bro, taking them down one at a time. Yes, it's going to be difficult. Yes, we got some dudes who are hard-headed. We got some dudes who are ducking the movement. We got all kind of stuff going on, bro. It's the struggle, though. Whatever is in it, we got to overcome it in order to get to where we need to be. And if you love yourself, your life, and your family, then you're willing to go through that and to overcome it in order to get there. We need to hear no more talk about no letting up. What other prison? No, we pick a prison and let's go and get them. You know what we got to do, man? This shit, look, it's not even hard. got to stop making excuses. We're looking for excuses to go back to the way that things were and try and justify those excuses. We want to make them look real good so we can pat ourselves on the back and say it was actually legitimate after what we did. Man, there is no excuse, no reason to go back to working for free, man. No reason to let up. There is none. We said freedom or death ain't nothing else. Now, if you're looking for another route, then you're in the wrong movement. You ain't about that life. So you might want to find you another route. But this movement, Free Alabama, Universal Peace and Unity, we screaming freedom or death. Ain't nothing else. And that's what it is. That's the bottom line, bro. You with it or you against it. It is what it is, bro. We'll take care of that business when we see each other. And I'll peace.
That's peace, King. That's peace. Wise message, wise words, encouraging words. And these are the type of things that need to be paid attention to, you know. And on that note, I would, you know, like to address the outside. You know, you got loved ones out here. I mean, inside, I'm sorry. And you are their loved ones out here. We understand that you know, you might have gotten exhausted by trying to fight the system by yourself. But what you're looking at is the fact that it's you by yourself and the system is bigger than you. And we on the outside, we share the same issues in regards to loved ones that are suffering behind these walls, that these laws are horrible and that they need to be changed. Collectively, if we put our concerns together, collectively we can address the situation. And this is the reason why we're here tonight. It's because we're looking for those who are concerned about the conditions of their loved ones. We're looking for those who have the desire to do something about it. Mothers and Families is dedicated to incarcerated lives, and we like to see those who are just as dedicated as we are to join us and help with this freedom fight, you know, this right for humane treatment. Because this is a system we cannot fight by ourselves, and it will have a tendency to wear you down and discourage you. But don't allow that to happen. Seek out, you know, seek out those who have those same concerns, and let's come together and collectively deal with this situation and come up with a solution together. And the solution, we will aid and assist those who we have behind those walls. This is going to take a collective effort from the inside out and from the outside in. And with those words, I want to, you know, say that, you know, Mothers and Families is here, and we would like for you all to give us a call. I will give the number right now, 256-203-4371, and this number will be repeated at the end of the show. Kamaria, do we have any callers online, please?
Yes, we have 1-836.
Thank you. Caller 1-836. Welcome to the Mothers and Families People Platform Edition. I'm sorry, did I state that number incorrectly? Can you give that number to me again, Sister Kamaria?
1-836.
Caller 1-836. Welcome to the Mothers and Families Edition of the People's Platform.
The call dropped.
It dropped? Okay. That's fine. Do we have any more callers online?
No, we don't.
No, we don't? Okay. Now, you know, I have, you know, talked to some people, you know, through the Mothers and Families line who have called and expressed their concerns from the inside and the outside. And I can't, you know, thank you enough for calling and reaching out to Mothers and Families, you know, and giving us your stories and your accounts of, you know, what you have dealt with when dealing with the Department of Correction in the state of Alabama. What we need to do is get together. And, you know, I would really like to see, you know, what type of skills that we could put together in effort to fight this system. There are so many options of attacking, you know, and we have solutions, you know what I'm saying? Because this is an economic-based system, and it's an economic-based system from the inside and out. You know, there are corporations that our loved ones are working for, you know, by way of prison slavery, by prison labor, in which they are not receiving adequate wages behind due to incarceration. these are the things that are keeping the system going. This is what is fueling the pockets of, you know, politicians, corporations, while our families suffer on a daily basis to make it day by day. And, you know, what's this knowledge of how your family is being treated in addition to yourself, does this help, you know, push this thing along of what you need to do on the inside, you know, to stop this? How much misery will you continue to allow yourself to go through? How much misery will you continue to allow your family to go through? On the outside, we contribute to this mass incarceration, this prison slavery as well. We spend our money in stores and corporations that utilize prison labor. So, you know, not only are we contributing to, you know, the cost of, you know, of paying for things that are not beneficial to our loved ones, we're paying the cost of, you know, someone else's child's college tuition who's not even incarcerated. You know, the money goes into their pockets. They're utilizing this money for all the wrong reasons. And we get poorer. We struggle more and more. You know, stores like Walmart, who claim that they don't contribute to prison labor, but yet they purchase fruits grown by prisoners. So in a sense, that is a contribution to prison labor. You got, you know, things like Victoria's Secret. You know, we women, we love our lingerie and our delicacies. However, every time that we purchase from Victoria's Secret, we're contributing to prison labor. There's banks that utilize prison labor, you know, for call service representatives. They will have our loved ones taking calls. However, if ever released from the prison system, will they hire our loved ones who are actually experienced in this job? The answer to that is no, because once one of our loved ones is released who is no longer contributing to that prison labor, another one comes in behind them and fills that position, if you will, with still no pay. And yet here we are out on the street scurrying around trying to find employment. The employment is not available to us simply because it's being done by our loved ones behind bars. It is being sent poorly. It's right here in our face, being done by our loved ones who are generating billions of dollars. And do we see any of those billions of dollars? No. In fact, we keep adding to those billions of dollars because this is an economic-based system. From the inside out, outside in. Because these are our dollars that we are contributing, we have a right to take our dollars back. Because we are taxpayers of the 50 states, we have a right to say, have a say-so on how our money is handled. This gives us the power to fight and say something about how our loved ones are being handled. The Eighth Amendment protects the prisoners from the inside from cruel and unusual punishment, to bring these people and hold them accountable for not only their laws, their policies, but their actions. We can do this as a united front, a collective one unit, inside and out. But the decision has to be made by the people. This is why we are educating. So to bring that knowledge, within that knowledge empowers people, and at that point you can make a conscious decision on whether you're in or whether you're out. Please, people, think about this, because our loved ones' lives are at stake. Our future is at stake. Our homes are at stake. Our community is at stake. With that being said, I want to go to the lines and see if we have any callers that are waiting.
Well, Queen Dara, I need you to educate me on something. I need you to educate me on something. I need you to educate me on why are they complaining about fat lunches when they're supposed to be men. I don't understand,
you know,
that. Because I thought only women complain about little stuff like that.
That's a very good point.
If I was incarcerated, I'd rather for them to feed me a sack lunch. That way I know what I'm eating. understand that situation. Why complain about something that you know what it is for something that you don't know what it is? And then all these snacks, all these cookies and chips and all of this stuff, you can get out here in the free world that's going to cost you less than what we're paying for it while you're incarcerated. But enough of that. Let's go to the next caller. I have 000.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have 0003.
Caller 0003, we would like to welcome you to the Mothers and Families edition of the People's Platform.
I appreciate it, Queen Dara, Queen Kamari, all the people, mothers and families that are supporting us in this struggle behind these enemy lines. I had wanted to come in on something else, but then I heard what Queen Kamari, the question she proposed, and I just want to comment on what she said first, and then I'm gonna get to what I had intended to say. Like she said about the sack lunches and guys complaining. See, a lot of guys think that we're gonna get to where we go without making no sacrifices. They think Mother Ray, Queen Kamari, Queen Dara, Laurie, they think somebody else is ultimately gonna take us across the finish line. And so when they get those sack lunches, they saying that they're not ready to make the type of total sacrifice that it takes for freedom. You know, and she also mentioned about the cookies and the potato chips, and we had a dude talking about they ain't letting us get our visit, they ain't letting us draw a store, they ain't letting us, you know, I call that the Walmart syndrome, because when you go in Walmart and you see the woman shopping and she got her kids with her, and you always going to see a little child in the floor kicking and, and I want that, mama, I want that, because that's the only people that be crying for potato chips, cookies, candy. They don't even feed us the meals that a man who been out in the street working all day would want to come home and eat. You know, they ain't even complaining about that. And like Kamari said, the food that they complaining about that's coming in on the trade, they ought to be complaining about that. So how you going to complain about a sack lunch, and then when they take the sack lunch back and send you a food, like she said, with some mystery meat on it with grizzles and arteries and veins all in it and God knows what else, why we ain't complaining about that? You know what I'm saying? The complaint shouldn't stop when they talk about the sack lunch for the regular tray, because the second tray got grounds for complaint just like the first tray. And the store is not going to satisfy that, you know? And the other thing I wanted to comment on, you know, we're aware that this issue of mass incarceration has been going on for 45 years now. We can trace the history. We can talk about the people who were involved. You know, you got people coming out. I think it was the Reagan or Nixon, whichever one, coming out in his administration saying that, you know, the war on drugs was designed to target, you know, political opposition and black people. We know all these things, you know what I'm saying? But the issue of the day is, when are we going to have the type of commitment that it's going to take to overcome this? Because this problem ain't going away. Whether state is still on shutdown or not, the problem ain't going away. Whether AMO on shutdown or not, the problem ain't going away. Whether home is still on shutdown, the problem is not going away until we make it go away. You know, and for whatever ideologies or theories or whatever somebody want to put out there, when you study this problem, it's only one problem. Slavery has been forced labor since the beginning. So don't say that it's slavery, but think that the solution to it is not going to revolve around the free labor that's being put out on these plantations. Everything else is just the tools that it takes to get a person to that point where he'll work for free. The police brutality, that's a tool. The food, yeah.
Queen Kamari, did his call drop?
No, I guess he had to walk away.
I had got distracted temporarily. But as I was saying, you know, after 45 years, the government ain't doing nothing. You know, they got an article out now saying that the rejection of the $800 million proposal for the new prison paves the way for federal intervention. But, I mean, the laws that are on the books that we were relying on to say that the prisons are overcrowded, those are federal laws. You know, we've been in contact with the federal authorities. They know what's going on in Alabama prison. They keep statistics. It's right there in their office. So, I mean, how can they be the savior when they already aware of the problem? So, I mean, we got to, you know, it's these things are not easy, you know. Sitting here just thinking about it, I get a little bit frustrated, you know, with some of the things. But, you know, my frustration comes with the knowledge that we have the power to solve our own problems, but we're not willing to give up. We're not willing to give up the crumbs on the table, the trinkets that they offer us. We're not willing to give up the stove. We're not willing to give up the sack line. We're not willing to give up our visit. We're not willing to give all those things up in order to get our freedom. You can't be in the middle of a demonstration, a protest, or whatever you want to call it. How you going to be in the middle of that talking about we going back to work? And you knowing that you on strike because not going to work is part of the solution to getting you free. You can't be talking about we got to catch stove. You knowing that the revenue that's being generated off of the stove is being used to keep you incarcerated. So all of these things that we be hearing and you know what I'm saying, going through the discussions that we be having, we got to get to the point where we understand when we going on shutdown, we ain't going on shutdown for 2 weeks. We ain't going on shutdown for 10 days. We ain't going on shutdown for 30 days. We're going on shutdown until we get our freedom. And if one prison has to go on shutdown indefinite to get that, or two prisons, or however many prisons we get, but until we get to that point where we're willing and able to give everything up, give everything up, the jobs, the stove, the snag lines, the visits, whatever it is, until we're able to give all those things up and be willing to sacrifice those things for our freedom, then we ain't going to never get our freedom. We're going to be continuing to go through these cycles that we're going through right now, and I'm peace with that.
That's peace.
That's peace. And these are the type of things we're going to continue to build
until the results are there. The results are there for us as a collective. Sister Kamaya,
yeah.
Do we have any more callers online?
Yes, we have 8781.
Caller 8781, welcome to the Mothers and Families edition of the People's Platform. You have the floor.
Yes, greetings, sisters and brothers. My name is KB. I'm a member of Growth and Development. You know, unfortunately, I'm not in the state of Alabama. I'm in Mississippi, but I'm on the inside, and we share the same struggle. One of the sisters asked a question about the guys complaining. I think the shutdown idea is a great idea, and I believe if they go on through with it, that they will get what they're looking for, exactly like y'all said, sister, but they got to hold on. You know, the complaining, I believe, go back so deep. You know, if y'all familiar with the Willie Lynch, you know, Willie Lynch wrote a format. He was a British slave owner. You know, he put out this format to the Europeans on how to control black people. In this format, if they abide by this format, it can last and work up to 300 years, you know. And that was to just break and take away and humiliate the black men to the point where they lose the will to fight, you know, lock them all up to the point where whoop them and beat them and lock them up to the point where they just lose their will. They leave the women out there on their own to fight for us and fight for the ones who ain't got the will to fight. You know, that's probably why they let up on the shutdown. You know, they get used to certain things. The government is not the savior. This is designed. The social induced property is designed. All of this is designed. We got to stick together. I was reading something about Marcus Garvey. And Marcus Garvey stated that he had the understanding that the only way to improve condition for black people anywhere is you have to unite them together. You know what I'm saying? It going to be some sacrifice. Sag lunches ain't worth nothing. They couldn't give you no warm milk. They couldn't give you no meal good enough for you to want to stay up in prison. I'm talking about steak and potatoes every day. I would not want to be in the prison, so I don't care if they don't give us nothing. You should move and stand strong on it. And when it seems like it ain't getting nowhere, you know, just hold on. Just hold on and keep God first, because, you know, he said be careful for nothing but do all things in prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your request be known. And when you got the Creator behind you, I feel like can't nothing stop that, because we can do all things through that. So, you know, I really just speak on my peace to, you know, to commend them brothers on the inside out there to Alabama to hold on. You know, I'm in Mississippi. We going through the same thing. And, you know, we haven't done a shutdown down here, you know what I'm saying? But it's to come. It's coming. You know, so and y'all sisters out there that's fighting, that being an advocate for them brothers, that being the voices out there, I salute you, and I, you know, I pray for strength for y'all. You know, sometimes it may seem like when y'all out there rallying, people ain't, you know, you might not get the numbers you're expecting, you know what I'm saying, but just keep on moving. My peace with it.
That's peace, and I thank you for calling in from the state of Mississippi, because the one thing that you have, you know, put out there is that you all share the same common, you know, problem, and there is one common cause, and that's to come up with a solution, which is to shut down. It's very important that, you know, this is something that has to be known not only in the state of Alabama, but the state of Mississippi, the state of Georgia, the state of Virginia, Ohio, Texas, California, et cetera. You know, this is a problem that has a solution, but only we have the you know, the means to make that happen. We have to continue to understand the conditions. We have to continue to come up with ways to counteract everything that the administration and the legislator and everything that is working against us. We have to continue to build on coming up with other solutions. Each time that they come at us, we have to be able to come back. You know, it's going to take some effort. It's going to take some sacrifice. You know, freedom doesn't come easy. You know, but how much are you willing to sacrifice for your freedom? Like Queen Kamaria said, sack lunches, you know what you're eating. But dig this, there are children that are outside, probably some of your children, who might not even get a sack lunch the way that you do. Because the system is robbing us all. Struggle. And I'm a single mother, you know, and I can attest that we struggle every day out here to feed our children. You know, we got to hustle and bustle, work. We have to sacrifice. So to say that, you know, we're not in that situation, no, we're not behind bars, but we are behind bars. We're behind bars of the government ourselves. You know, our movement might be a little bit more free, but we jeopardize our freedom every day. This is the struggle. And if we are out here making sacrifices, you all can do those sacrifices too. Because we need you all out here. Your children need you all out here. We need you to restore the faith in our children out here, to man up and be women. And, you know, and hold these people accountable about how you're being treated. Show them how much your freedom means to you. To eat a sack lunch right about now, ask a child that's hungry would they accept it. That one. You know, I wouldn't want to be guessing at my food. So, yeah, I would take that sack lunch, you know. So go ahead and eat that and keep it pushing. Because at the end of the day, the sack lunch is going to turn into a real meal that you can identify, that you can sit down at your table with your family and eat and have a conversation. That's what freedom will bring you. It will bring you a meal instead of a sack lunch. It will bring you not visitation, but being in that household with your family at all times. What's more important? Is your freedom that important to you that you will trade it in for an unidentifiable tray of food?
Will you continue to work for nothing while your child is trying to make it through, you know, the next day? You have nothing to offer your child by going to work for a system that is taken away from your child. So you are doubling that situation for your own child. You sitting down means that your child might not have to replace you in that bed for years to come. That's how important this shutdown is, to answer all the questions that I've received on Mothers and Families Line on why is this shutdown important. Because your child, your future is important. More important than yourself, you become the sacrifice for them. Think about that. Every time you decide you want to go work for someone who is not taking care of your family and is preventing you from doing the same thing. It's a give or take. You know, are you going to do the damn thing? You know, are you in or are you out? But those who are out, get out the way. Because those who are in are going with everything in them because they're ready to come home. They love their children. And I'm sure that you probably do, but show your child how much you love them. This is about sacrifice and commitment. Be able to teach your children some examples, unless you don't want to do what I did. But in the event that you do end up where I am, you stand up for who you are and your freedom. That's how important this shutdown is for those who wanted to know. There is no reason why someone who wants to be free would not do anything that it takes to acquire that freedom. And those who are riding on the coattails that are, you know, I bid you well. We out here from Mothers and Families and your families, we care about what's going on. And we're going to continue to put up, you know, anything that it takes to fight for your freedom. Those who are on the outside, instead of spending money on those books and paying for phone calls, put some gas in your car and be ready to go ride and protest. Pick your cell phone up and dial. Put your pen on paper and write. It's just that simple. That's called being in or being out. Sister Kamaria, do we have any more callers online?
Not at this moment.
Not at this moment? Okay.
No.
I would like to provide those who are listening information to mothers and families. We have a phone number that you can contact us. That's area code 256-203-4371. And I'll repeat that. It's 256-203-4371. We also can be contacted by mail, which is P.O. Box 186, New Market, Alabama, 35761. In addition to email, Mothers and Families, and that's FAMILY, number 3@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook under MAF. Those who are interested in any type of information regarding our upcoming events, which will be on May 21st, we will be protesting at the St. Clair Prison. We encourage that you let your families know what's going on about this protest, and if they're anywhere in that area or within close proximity of St. Clair, tell them to join us. Tell them to join us. We can discuss these issues at the protest while supporting. We also have an upcoming event in June on the 25th in Birmingham, Alabama at Kelly Ingram Park, Incarcerated Lives Matter. We're asking all to come out and join us there at Kelly Ingram Park. Bring someone with you. This is the opportunity to utilize your voice on the outside, to express your concerns, to meet with people with like minds who are ready to attack the system regardless of the cost. This is what we're asking. This is about your loved ones. This is about your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your cousin, your grandson, your granddaughter. More importantly, this is about the future of the children that are up and coming through the school system who are battling with the school-to-prison pipeline. It just doesn't stop here. The only way that it's going to stop here is if we put a stop to it, because what's going to happen is our children are going to filter into this same vicious cycle. We are responsible for them and their future, so it is up to us to determine whether we're going to be in or out. Sister Kamara, before we close out the show, do we have any more callers?
Yes, we have 4334.
Caller 4334, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Peace and blessings, Queen. How are you?
Peace and blessing. How are you?
I'm good. This is Nikki.
Hello, Nikki.
I just wanted to say that you literally gave me chill bumps with some of the things that you said and how you responded and answered the questions, because it is a struggle on both sides. We're on the outside looking on, you know, looking in. They're on the inside looking out, but it's a sacrifice on both sides. And it really comes down to what you said. You're either all in or all out. Ain't no half-stepping. And I peace with that.
That's peace, Nikki. And that's coming from someone who was with me on Saturday. We were there, and we're showing our support. Queen Kamara, she's always there. We're showing our support. And we're asking that others come to join us. This is a big system. We can't do this by ourselves. We understand the issues. We understand what's going on. You know, we're about, you know, being dedicated to fighting for incarcerated lives. That is what we're dedicated to. And we're dedicated to those in the inside, giving you the support. But, you know, we want you to man up and woman up, because this is serious business. This is really about your children more so than anything. Sister Kamara, do we have any more callers?
Yes, we have 1896.
Caller 1896, welcome to the Mothers and Families edition of the People's Platform.
Peace and blessings to everyone who is listening. This is Willard T. Holman. First and foremost, I just want to let mothers and families know how much I appreciate y'all, as well as other men incarcerated. It was truly a blessing to see y'all Saturday protesting. Outside of Holman, you know, I had the opportunity to look out my window and see y'all. It really gave a lot of men in segregation hope. It gave them strength. It gave them power. You know, guys were streaming and hollering, Free Alabama Movement. Shut down, shut down, sit down, sit down. You know, they were saying, we got women outside of the prison who don't even know us, who's here on our behalf. It was very, very outstanding, and I really think y'all, appreciate y'all so much. You know, by nature, all men are alike, but by education, they become different. So you got a lot of men incarcerated call themselves men, but they still boys. My definition of a man is one who has matured mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally on every aspect. You don't have to tell a man what to do. He knows what to do, when to do it, and how he's going to go about doing it. You know, as far as the food, man, I can only speak for myself on that, man. I ain't even tripping. You know, every time they bring it to me, to myself, I look at it and smile. I enjoy it. Just the thought of me being free is feeding me very well on the inside. You know, my being. It's just sad, you know, to see guys put cookies, cigarettes, coffee before they free them. We're talking about things that don't even have a mind. So my question is, how can you let something that don't have a mind control your mind? Soups, cookies, cigarettes, coffee, drugs, those things don't have a mind. But still, these little boys allow these things to control their mind. And like I say, it's just sad. So, you know, all we can do is just continue to do what we're doing. You know, we in. And like you said, for those who are not in, you know, just stay out. Get out. With that, I'm going to share a piece of poetry. The name of it is called Know Who You Are. Men, know who you are, because who you are knows who you are. Who you are not knows who you are not. who you are not. Hate hates who you are. Who you are doesn't hate who you are not. Who you are and who you are not are enemies. Who you are not often manipulates who you are into doing the wrong thing. The wrong thing calls who you are an idiot for listening to who you are not. Who you are not wants who you really are to stay locked in darkness. But darkness itself wants who you really are to see the light, which is God that lives within your inner being. Once you see the light that exists within your inner being, this light will guide you through the darkness, a life journey. Once you come in contact with this light, darkness will no longer exist before your spiritual eyes within your inner being. Know your life. So men, know who you are, because if you don't know who you are will know who you are not. Also, I want to say, men, when you face adversity, you need to remind yourself that whatever it is trying to defeat you could very well be what God will use to promote you. You know, so we know what we're going through right now is a struggle. And we know this also. Man, we ain't got nothing in here. So what can they take from us? We ain't got nothing. So they can't take nothing from us. The only thing we can do is gain from this situation. That's gain our freedom, our family, our loved ones. They need us out there. I got nieces and nephews who need me. And I'm going to do everything I can to come up out of this prison, which is going to be next year. Hopefully, it can be next week. I'm looking for them to tell me to pack it up any day now. That's the type of faith I got. So, men, come on. If y'all say y'all men, behave like men. Because what y'all doing right now, who out? Man, that's an insult to God himself. He looking at y'all right now just shaking his head, saying, are you kidding me? Do you mean to tell me my son Jesus died for this? My son Jesus died for this? Went to the cross and took that pain and died for this? Are you kidding me? What I'm seeing right now? And y'all call y'allself men? So women, just know we truly appreciate y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing. And those of us who are in with y'all, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. And, hey, we can't do nothing but see freedom or death. Our peace with that.
That's peace. That's peace. It doesn't get any better than that. Sister Queen Kamara, do we have any more callers online, please?
Yes, we have 8213.
Caller 8213, welcome to the Mothers and Families edition of the People's Platform. You have the floor.
All right.
Peace, can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the Mothers and Families People's, edition of People's Platform.
Sorry, I didn't know. This is my first time calling in, and it's really wonderful what you guys are doing, and the cause is really powerful, not only in Alabama, but all over the United States, period, you know, because it's is not only a state thing, it's a nationwide thing. And not only should they be doing it in certain states, they should be doing it all over the nation, period. But as far as the cause, I believe if it, one thing to be for a cause, but if you believe in the cause, you know, it moves. With no belief in the cause that you're fighting for, then nothing will never change. So, in order for change to come, you have to believe in the change. So, all I can say, more power to you, sisters, and I wish y'all the best in y'all cause and y'all movement. And we need more. We need the brothers to be more strong-minded and and just more persistent and be able to sacrifice. You know, if not for themselves, for their children, for their mothers, for their nieces and nephews. And I mean, they are the future, and that's my piece. Thank you.
That's peace. Thank you for calling us, sister. We really appreciate the words that you have offered to those on the inside and out. And, you know, it does take true dedication. It does take true sacrifice to fight for freedom. You know, it's not going to come overnight. It's not going to come overnight. But you have to be willing to hold it down and work for it. You know, freedom it comes with a price, and that price is how much you pay into it, that sacrifice. That sacrifice holds a value. It holds a strong value when it comes to your children, they know that you gave it your all. Whether you died doing it standing up or you walk out those gates. So that's something that you need to think about. Those on the outside, think about how much you want that loved one to come home. What sacrifices are you willing to make to help, to be their voice, to give them the support? This is what it's going to take. Sacrifice is what it's going to take. The question is, are you in or are you out? Sister Kamaria, do we have any more callers online?
Yes, we have 6469.
Nine, we would like to welcome you to the Mothers and Families edition of the People's Platform.
Yes, how y'all doing? I'm a brother. I'm incarcerated at home, and just call me Smiley. Yeah. I mean, first of all, you know, I want to apologize. You know, on behalf of the guys here down here at home, and you know. First of all, you know, in order to lead a revolt, you got to educate the people. And, you know, a lot of guys, you know, that are incarcerated, you know, especially the ones who are sentenced to never return home, you know, the ones that have the life without parole sentences and the lengthy sentences such as myself, you know, we have to educate ourselves, you know, and people are afraid of change. People are afraid of things that they do not know, nor what they do not understand. And I mean, I'm just a firm believer in that man is mine. You know, that's where it begins at. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 16 or you're 61. You know, man is mine. You know, you have a lot of people 40, 50 years old, you know, they still running around, you know, like they teenagers, you know, because they haven't matured mentally. That just makes them a grown male, not a grown man. You know, whether, you know, you have father, the child, or what. You know, I mean, if you're not trying to fulfill your obligation to yourself, to your family, you know, I mean, then what is the use? And I know, you know, I mean, this is it's crumbling from the inside right now. But rest assured that your works is not going to go in vain. I mean, we just got to regroup, you know, try to strategize a little bit better, try to come up with a better plan, a better solution. But at the same time, you know, still got to build upon the momentum and the steam that has been built. I smile every day, you know, to myself, you know. I boast and I brag about the sacrifices, you know, the strength of you sisters and how much that I appreciate it, how grateful that I am. I mean, for the sisters that are uneducated about what's going on, to the brothers on the outside that's uneducated about what's going on, I mean, if we really, really care about a person, you know, if we really, really care about ourselves, you know, you may should take the time out to try to understand what's going on, you know, and it's up to us who do understand what's going on to try to extend our hands, you know, and try to share the knowledge of what's really going on, you know, and that's the process of what's going on right now. So, I mean, I just urge you sisters, you know, to continue to try to assist upon this goal, this journey. I mean, I know that it's not easy. Definitely know that, you know, from being in the inside and, you know, having the support that I've been blessed to have over these 26 years. And, I mean, but truth be told, I mean, it honestly, in all honesty, it saddens me, you know, to think that guys, you know, who behaved a certain way for so long have masqueraded and put on a persona, you know, a certain facade for so many years, you know, they're saying that they are this type of person, they are this type of individual, you know, and when it's put up or set up, you know, when you're in an uncomfortable environment, an uncomfortable situation, you know, the first thing that you want to do is you want to tuck your tail and run for high water when the tides get high. You know, I mean, I'm perplexed by it, you know, but at the same time, you know, like the brother spoke about earlier, you know, I mean, the women listen wrong, I mean, it's deep. It's very, very deep. I mean, it's deeper and it's realer than the eyes can see, you know. But with that being said, I mean, it really kind of frustrated me, so... I mean, I'm gonna have to sign off.
That's peace. We thank you for calling in, you know, and expressing your concern and offering those words. You know, it's very important that, like I said, we understand what the problem is here, what the situation is here, and that there is a solution to this. You know, think about your children. Think about their future. You know, sack lunches. I know y'all know better than that. A lot of y'all been on the bricks, you know, in the hustle game and have went without eating, trying to get to that money. So, you know, miss me with the sack lunches, you know, to be honest.
And
you
then
know,
they don't even go to chow when they call to go to chow.
You know, given the fact that, you know, we know what the real is, we need y'all to understand what the real is. We're out here supporting you all. And we're giving it our all. We're asking you all to do the same thing because there should be no excuse for a man not to want his freedom, period. There should be no excuse for a woman not to want their freedom, period. You know, enough is enough with this. You either in or you out. Sister Kamaria, do we have any more callers?
No, we don't.
Okay.
But we're not gonna keep giving them those syndromes unless it's a slave master syndrome.
Exactly. You know.
No
and
more
with that
excuses.
Being said, there's no more excuses because we're not giving you all excuses when you call us. We keep encouraging you. We keep telling you that we're here to offer that support. You know, we've made our presence known to let you know that. You know, and we did this all in love. All in support, all in the wanting you all to come home. You know, how much do you love yourself? We love you, but the key is you need to love yourself. Love yourself enough to want that freedom. We will be back. You know, we will be back on this platform. We will be back on the grounds of every prison that we can get to. The question is, will you be sitting down when we get there? I would like to thank our sponsors, the IWW, and those who have contributed and supported this cause and this movement. I would like to say peace to the brothers and sisters of the UPU, Mothers and Families, Mother Ray, Queen Kamaria, Sister Nikki D, that's me, Sister Kat, Sister Tammy. Thank you all for tuning in to the Mothers and Families edition of the People's Platform. I bid you all peace and blessings. Good evening.
What key I want to do to them? Everybody knows that they're guilty. Everybody knows that they lied.
Everybody knows that they're guilty. Resting on their conscience, eating their inside. It's freedom. Said it's freedom time now. It's freedom. Said it's freedom time now. Time to get free. Or give yourself a now. It's freedom.
Said it's freedom time, y'all. There's a war in the mind over territory for the dominion. Who will dominate the opinions, excuse me, mechanisms, keeping us in forms of religion.